Hello, welcome to Win the Content Game. My name's Deidre Shen.
I'm Bonna Rai.
And we are from Capture.
We are. If you couldn't tell.
Oh, yes. If you're watching this on YouTube, the video, this was totally by accident, but we were like, you know what? Let's roll with this. But yeah. We are twinsies today, Bonna and I. We have the exact same. Can you even tell us apart?
I feel like people should be able to, but we won't take offense if you can't, because today we look very alike.
Okay, I wanted to pretty much jump straight in. This episode is really for us to talk about how it is that we here at Capture are implementing the strategies that we have our expert guests talking about. So if you watched the video or listened to the podcast last week, we had Katie Brinkley from Next Step Social Communications on, and she was talking about her four-post social media strategy. Now, we've been doing this strategy for a few months now. Now, just to be transparent, not every guest expert we have on, we will have been doing their strategy for a while, but it just so happened that with Katie, who was the first person we had on, we have actually been following her four-post social media strategy for quite a few months. And so in this episode, I actually wanted us to talk about how it is that we're implementing it and how we're implementing it, because this was a promise. If you listen to the premise episode for Win the Content Game, how we're doing it in an intelligently lazy way, right? So we're going to break it down for you and really walk you through how it is that we think about it, because, you know, it's great. Like, we love strategies, and I know a lot of people here do, but I do find that it's really, really useful to go a layer deeper and actually be like, well, can you give me an example, or how is someone else actually thinking about this approach, and how are they actually implementing it, and what tools are they using, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's what this episode's about. Sound good?
Sounds good. I'm excited.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Now, I first wanted to probably just reflect more so first on like what we've found in terms of who we're becoming. So I was just, for anyone who joined us on the Industry Icon Live event, by the time this goes live, it would have been a couple of weeks ago. I think it was Josh Tapp, who is a co-host with me on the Industry Icon Live event, he said something. Was it Josh or was it Joseph? Anyway, they're both amazing men, and they were both co-hosts, and I'm like, it's just really bad. You can't tell us apart. I couldn't tell them apart. I'm joking. One of them was saying, basically making the point about how, you know, so much of what it is that we do as entrepreneurs, it's not actually about doing. And this really spoke to me, I think, because we think so much about what it is that we do. And a lot of the questions that we get asked is like, well, how do I do this? Like, or what do I do here? Or it's all about the doing. And the point that was really being made that really shifted even the way that I think about how we need to do things, I'm putting that in quotation marks, do things, is actually more so, or the right question to be asking is actually, who is it that we need to be? So it really comes down to being, not doing. And I was reflecting on this for this episode. I was reflecting on that concept about like this whole social media is so fraught with a lot of things. And one of those things is our particular perception of what social media is and what we need to quote unquote do on social media, all of those things. But really, I think what it comes down to, when I was thinking about the four-post social media strategy in particular, is like, who do we need to be, and actually who have we become by implementing this strategy? Because before we knew about the four-post social media strategy, and I'm sure a lot of people might agree with this, let us know. Leave us a voice note or in the comments. Like me, you probably think that you need to be doing 3 reels a day and 8 stories a day and, you know, at least 1 post and, you know, a carousel a week. And I don't know, there's like all these rules, what it is that you need to do on social media to have it work for you, I guess. And I actually, you know, what I love about what it is that Katie outlined is that it's actually not about any of that. It's actually about like, who do you want to be? Like, do you want to be that person who is posting 4 reels a day and 8 stories a day and whatever? Or do you want to be the person who shows up for your audience in the way that is authentic to you and that will actually connect with them? And I think that was I know that Katie didn't really quite like go into that bit, but I did want to highlight that as a bit of an epiphany or an aha that I've had through this process.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, even before we decide on what strategy it is that we want to or need to follow, we need to decide whether it's the right strategy for who we want to be.
Yes.
Right? And so I really want to encourage anyone listening or watching this to make that decision for them as well. Because you might have listened to Katie's strategy and you might listen to how it is that we've been implementing it in today's episode. And you might be like, you know what? Not for me. It's not who I want to be. For example, if you are looking to be a social media influencer, this is probably not the strategy for you.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But if you're looking to be an entrepreneur who is intelligently lazy, then this strategy, and not only, I mean, from your perspective, yes, you're an entrepreneur, you want to be intelligently lazy, you want to definitely do less, you want to post less while growing more. But also at the end of the day, like what we found, and I want to talk to a little bit about to some of the results that we've been seeing as well, is if you are an entrepreneur who wants to actually think about your audience first.
Yep.
And we'll go into a little bit about how we've even thought through Katie's four post social media strategy to like actually bring that to life. But if you've decided that that is the person that you want to be, then this is the strategy that's going to be for you.
Mm.
So I kind of wanted to just start there. I don't know if you had any thoughts on that.
No, I think that's a really great point. Not too much to add to that, other than the fact that even when we were planning the content for this episode, you said, hey, Bon, actually, can we, before we get into the implementation, can we really talk about this frame first? Because I think that's really important. And for me, that was a mini epiphany as well to say, well, that should be part of implementation. Mm. Implementation gets a bad rap for just being all of the checklists and the to-do things. But the very first step should be about deciding who you want to be. Like,
yes.
And that, I think, then puts you in the right frame to actually take embodied action rather than just action that's been told to you by someone that you respect or you've been told that you should do.
Yes.
It's embodied action. And then it's still not easy to do, to be intelligently lazy, but I think you've set yourself up the right way to then indeed do the things.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So I love that.
And I kind of want to, and I want to also then go into like, you know, I mentioned results and I'm not going to like start quoting numbers and things like that, but I can genuinely say since implementing this strategy that I have actually felt so much more comfortable being on social media. Like, you know, everyone, like, you know, I'm not a social media person. Like, no.
Please don't make me go.
It's the social part that I don't love about social media.
Pretty much.
The media, sure, but the social part.
Social part, not for me. And I think a lot of that as well, if I'm going to be honest, is because, and I talk about this a lot on like, definitely when I'm guesting on other people's podcasts and stuff, is I sometimes feel like I don't really have something to say. You know, I talk about this concept a lot of like taking up space, and I don't feel like, you know, insert word, whether it's like I'm worthy or I'm good enough or I know enough or I'm experienced enough or I have really great story. Like I just, you know,
all the things
to take up space. And so I can definitely say since implementing the four post social media strategy and seeing the feedback, not by way of people reaching out and being like, oh, your post is awesome. Like, I don't mean that feedback, but feedback with literal, like, you know, they're kind of doing the thing that I've asked them to do, you know, whether that's like to comment on the post or to sign up for a thing. Like, that has actually like exponentially increased for us to the point where now I'm like, oh, I get it now. I get why social media is so powerful, and I don't need to be a particular type of person, or I don't need to know a particular thing, or I don't need to be this like person with experience and like amazing stories. It's like I can just be me.
Yeah. I think that's the ultimate irony, even as you were talking earlier about social media kind of, you know, there is a lot there about what you need, all the things you need to do, but also it kind of forces you to project. And in terms of the being part, to be, you kind of have to be this other kind of person that, you know, is out there doing all of these things.
Yes.
And it's like, no, you just, the whole point of, I think that Joseph or Josh, whichever one.
Who said this? Whoever said this.
Both.
Yeah.
Josh. I like that.
Josh. That just sounds like I have a speech deficiency. Anyway, Josh/Joseph really was about, you know, the being at a deep level. And I think ironically, but not so, you know, surprisingly, it comes back to being yourself, which sounds kind of really obvious, it's the least obvious thing with social media specifically. I think some people find it easier to be themselves on email or other forms of communication, But it is, social media just creates this pressure sometimes that you have to be an elevated version, which is really just a projected version of other people's false expectations.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to, so when I say results, like, yes, we have not, like, you know, our post impressions have just gone through the roof. Our engagement numbers are like way high, you know, like all those things for sure. But
the quality engagements too, and that's the difference.
Yeah. But I did want to talk about the feeling instead, because I think the feeling is so important, because because if nothing else, like, you could have all the numbers in the world and stuff, but if you still feel like it's, you're not making progress, or it's not really doing anything for you, then it's never going to, you're never going to keep doing it.
Exactly.
Right?
You're going to stop.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. And so I would encourage people, so the first thing we spoke about is like, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Especially if you're going to be leveraging social media, like just who do you want to be? And then the second thing is like, how do you want to feel? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, being on social media, like, what does progress or success or results actually look like to you? And then translate that into a feeling. Like, how does that actually feel? I think is so, so important. And then I do actually want to go into a bit of the how, and specifically like how it is that we personally have been breaking down Katie's full post social media strategy and actually implementing it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you take it away, Bono, and start with, because you do a lot of the heavy lifting, especially around the capture social media stuff. So yeah, why don't you maybe translate in your, when you listened to Katie's strategy, and then I know that you've done your own translation of like, oh, okay, this is how I, you know, I'm going to think about it in my mind. And then also this is how we're going to start to use capture in the right way. I'd love for you to walk us through that.
Yeah. So what I love about Katie's strategy, I had a couple of epiphanies, but the first epiphany that I had in terms of how we were doing it before, and to be honest, how we built capture according to that, was she lays it out in terms of the journey that the customer goes on with you. So the audience goes on with you, who then become customers with you. So with her four posts being awareness, tip or elaboration, community and action, it's very much framed in the journey that the sequence in which the audience goes through it, to say, oh, they become aware of a topic or a particular perspective and they're like, huh, that's interesting.
Mm.
I have a thought on that, or I don't have a thought on that. I would like to learn more. Then, you know, they get educated, or they feel more familiar with that, or they feel more validated about that particular question or topic with your tip and elaboration content. And then they go, oh, wow, this is interesting. I feel a personal resonance. And then with the community post, it further amplifies it for them because it gives social proof. It connects them with other people in this particular person's community that are the same way or have also got, you know, the social proof and community belonging is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately then through all of that priming, they become ready. They were like, oh, I wonder how I can learn more, how I can basically take action.
Yeah.
And it feels like a very natural step.
Yes.
Now, obviously, some weeks are going to be better than others, right? Yes. It's not so perfect like that. But that's almost what I loved about that, was I was like, oh, this is whole social media being social thing where it starts with them in mind. I was like, epiphany number one. The other epiphany.
Again, seems so obvious, by the way.
I know. And I'm like, I'm so embarrassed because it's like, oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
You know,
but this is, it seems so obvious, but everything that seems so obvious, like, and this is the thing, because this is why it's, I'm going to go on a little mini rant.
No, this is exactly what this is for.
This is
your
why.
Your mini rant.
Yeah, exactly. This whole podcast is really just for my mini rants.
We need to get you a little ranting chair, but yes.
You know, we go on so much about being intelligently lazy, and, you know, these are definitely the entrepreneurs that we want to be intelligently lazy. And the reason why that's so important is because, and we spoke about being not doing, is because, like, we are so, all of us, you know, definitely Bonner, and you listening to this or watching this, we're so busy doing all the time, right? Doing, doing, doing. We're doing all these posts, and we're doing this podcast episode, and we're just doing.
And we're thinking about what we haven't done and what we need to do, and doing and doing and doing.
And now what we have to do is we have to get people to sign up to our thing. And so we're going to listen to our episode. And so we're going to do these social media. Like, we're so busy doing that we forget that the obvious things, like, oh, wouldn't it, like, even if we would like people to take the action that we want them to take, wouldn't it make more sense to frame it in a way that they might actually want to be spoken to about that?
Yeah.
In the way that they might want to connect with you on that?
Yes.
Like, it's so obvious.
Yes.
Right? But again,
and it's not the etiquette we follow in spoken conversation, because we didn't come straight into a conversation.
Hey, do you like this? Yeah.
Buy it.
Well,
and then go,
can I remind you?
Oh, actually, that's what we did at the start of this. Look at this. Yeah. We're from Capture.
We did do that anyway, episode, yeah.
So maybe that might be a style sometimes. But usually, 90% of the time, we're not starting with that.
Exactly. And that's why it is, you know, so intelligently lazy. The reason why, oh my God, we have to lean into this is so that we can make the obvious.
Yes.
It is so that we can actually become the people that we want to be.
Yep.
Ultimately. Like who here?
I can't see anyone else on this. But like, who here? No, you can put your hand down.
Who here actually wants to be the type of person who their audience loves and connects with and follows and is essentially the thought leader or the person that they go to in that space? Like, my hands up.
Bonus
hands up. You know, I'm sure everyone else's hands are going up, right? If that's the person you want to be, you have to decide that first. You have to know that first, right? Yes. Like, what do you want? Like, who is that person you need to be? And then the obvious becomes obvious, and then the doing will follow.
Mm.
And I think that's why this is so important. We all start with the doing. Like, we're going to do the four-post social media strategy, and then we like intellectually understand the concept kind of, because I'm going to be honest, that's kind of where I started. Because I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah.
And then like, you're so busy doing that and this was the shift that I needed to make, you know, partway was like, oh, actually, like, wait, who do I want to be first? And then the doing is like a no-brainer.
Yes.
It just makes so much sense.
And like you said at the start, when you're in that frame and the doing is hard, or there's certain stretches where you're not feeling as much, you know, progress, you're more aligned with why you're doing it,
yes,
which makes it easier versus when you go straight into doing and you might have some early success, you may not, but the point being you don't even know why you're doing it, how you want to feel, and it just doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
And then it's very easy for you to burn out.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. Sorry. That was my mini.
No, that's really important. That's really important because I think that was almost the first decision that we decided to make when we said, okay, we're going to do this differently. Sorry. And that's the kind of people that we want to be, so that we change our relationship with social media.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people do have a love-hate relationship with social media, but we're putting that on our audience,
yes,
which is kind of unfair.
Yeah.
If you're like, well, I'm feeling really burnt out and antisocial, but I'm going to go to this gathering and I'm going to put it on the person talking to me.
Right.
Like, that's not really fair, because you should have just stayed home,
really,
in that case. So you're like, well, how do I change my relationship and my energy levels with social media? It's actually realizing that you've viewed it completely differently and starting a new approach. And then I think that sets you up to go, okay, to have this epiphany. So that was the first thing that we realized. And then very quickly we were like, okay, well, we were starting on a very different point to say, well, we're going to promote what we're talking about first. And then our point is to stay on top of mind. So keep adding value. Very doing. Remind them that, you know, you have this thing that I listen to, promotional post. Then keep engaging. Then, you know, you have to keep almost shouting.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, how about you have a conversation?
Yeah.
So I think that was the first thing. And then the second thing was, okay, about being intelligently lazy and strategic with this was to say, okay, that's the customer journey. So now we have to start. So that's the journey that they go on.
Mm.
But we can't start like that, where we just open a loop and say, I don't know where we're going, but because we're the guy,
yes,
right? So actually for us, once we define that that's going to be their journey that week with us, we have to start with the end in mind, which is the action post, to say, what is our key action for the week?
Yeah.
Because that will help drive a lot of things to say, but that's not where we start with them, but that's actually where we start with ourselves.
Yeah. And this is actually really key and a key differentiator. I mentioned towards the beginning of this episode that it was like, you know, if you want to become like a social media influencer, it's a very different strategy.
Mm.
And this is one of the things that does make a difference, because look, we're all entrepreneurs here. We all want our audience to take a particular action, right?
Yep.
Like,
yep,
let's just call it what it is. Like, that is what we're doing on social media. And that is a key difference, is when we can be really strategic and intentional with how we're showing up on social media and who we're being on social media. Part of that intentionality is actually knowing what is the end outcome for us.
Mm.
And then we're going to work backwards to how do we actually just invite people to come forward,
yes,
who also vibe with that. We're not like forcing it on people. Now, this is different to if you're a social media influencer, because, you know, at some point, once they have the influence, yes, there are more call to actions. But to begin with, all they're doing is they're just like trying to build a following.
Yeah.
And so it's a very different game as well. So again, this comes back to who do you want to be?
Yes.
If you want to be the type of entrepreneur who is very strategic and intentional with how you use social media to drive your business forward, then this is why this step is so important, is like start with that. We call it end. It's not really an end. We're not talking about like to sell your social media channel for like X million dollars. Like that's not the kind of end we're talking about. The end literally is like for that week.
Yeah.
What is the action you want your audience to take?
Yes. So the key point there is going back to how being intelligently lazy does make your life easier and it's simpler, but it's actually quite difficult because now you have to have the discipline to say, okay, what is my one action rather than kind of just sporadically posting?
And I'm so bad at this. And like in 1 week, it's like, I want them to listen to my podcast and come to this event and
I'll give them a checklist. It'll be easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that was the other discipline that we did have to hone, I will say. So, but asking again, intelligently lazy, that's who we want to be.
Yeah.
It's going to feel difficult because we're going to have all of these entrepreneurial ADHD elements start to come in, but we have to keep those at bay, take a deep breath and say, remind ourselves that we're intelligently lazy and we're going to be different, which means we're going to do different.
Oh, I love that.
Should I wear a shirt? Anyway,
yeah, yes. I think we should put that on a shirt.
Okay.
Well, yeah, when you see us on YouTube at some point, we're going to have a different shirt on. What's it going to say?
What is it? Be different, do different.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like that.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
All
right. So I want to just recap on thing is decide who you want to be on social media.
Yep.
The second thing is
with the end in mind.
Start with the end in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then where do we go to from there?
So the third thing here is really about before you sort of start creating all your content is you want to think about what is your angle for the week. So I think continuing to go back to social media being social. So rather than kind of just like blur talking about stuff, you've got the action at the end in mind, but there's usually a topic area that action is either solving for, helping people achieve. Again, we're in the business of educating people, helping people, serving people. So what is the overall theme or premise or perspective that you really want to sort of, you know, have for the week? Because I think that is what actually pulls together the theme of the week. I think we're all very guilty of just posting things to say, hey, go and sign up for this thing, or hey, I'm doing this thing, did you know? And there's no cohesion for the person. Again, there's cohesion maybe in our mind because we're thinking about them, all of that in context.
Yeah.
But you have to build the mini narrative for your audience. Now, this is, again, going back to taking a little bit more care for them so that your end outcome becomes more effective.
Yes.
But again, we skip the step two because we're like, surely they know. They just need to be told what to do.
Yeah.
When really it's about building that out. So, you know, we call it a premise for the week, but that's really a theme that you want to mind. And usually the best thing about creating anchor content like we all do, like whether it's a podcast, YouTube video, educational content that we're constantly creating, there's in that there's a lot of viewpoints that you're putting forward. Even what you were just saying today about being, not doing, like that is a premise. We should do
that's great. Right? Okay, that's going to be the premise. Oh, okay, well, episode. So that's a great point. So what we're going to do, if you're listening to this episode, is we will literally implement the four-post social media strategy based on this episode. And so if you go to my Facebook or if you're LinkedIn or Facebook, come and see how we've actually implemented the premise. So the premise we're going to say right now is not do.
Yep.
So that's going to be the premise. And just see it in action. This is going to be actually a great way for you to just like literally be like, oh, this is what Katie meant when she spoke about each of the different posts and how we've implemented it.
Yep. And that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to use Capshow as well too. So let's talk about that actually, like how, you know, in actually bringing it to life, each of the four posts to life, how we actually leverage Capshow to help us do that.
Yeah, exactly. Because then now you have this, now that we have a strategy, we're like, oh, let's use the tool that we created.
Yes.
To make this really easy.
Yeah, no brainer.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we've already decided on our action for the week. We probably should decide what is going to be for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know
stay
yet.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we only have the premise.
We'll do that, exactly.
It'll be a surprise and you have to take action on whatever it is.
I was
going
to say, whoever's coming to Facebook or LinkedIn to do us a favor by taking the action that we've decided we want you to take. So stick around for post number four. So yeah, we, and like we talked about, the first thing after you've decided the action is to figure out your premise for the week. So we've done a bit of a shortcut because we're doing it while we're on air, but mm-hmm. a lot of the time we record, we forget.
Yeah.
So usually where I go, so with Capture is, you know, key takeaways is one of the things, one of the many things that we create that you can actually mine for ideas for a premise. There's a ton more, which will be available. We've created another more detailed video around, and that'll be available for you to access in the show notes. But for this, the key takeaways is a great place. You get five, and it gives you some really good ideas of the key things that were discussed. And then that can spark ideas for a premise that you can pick.
Yeah, and that's actually a really good point. So Bonner and Ash, who is my husband and our third co-founder inside Capshow, they actually did pretty detailed breakdown of how they went, like on the four-post social media strategy, but actually how they've used Capshow in all the different places within Capshow that they've done, that they've gone to like pull this together. So, you know, Bonner's mentioned one example of like key takeaways, but there's a whole host of other places inside Capshow where you can have a look around and decide on what you think the best premise is. And that's, they literally broke that down in the, I wouldn't really call it training. It's more like a BTS. It's kind of like a secondary podcast. Ash has always wanted to start one.
Not really.
I mean, I think he has in concept, but he's never actually been serious about it.
Yeah.
And so we made him because he wouldn't stop talking about it. And this secondary podcast is called Players Only.
Yes.
Get it? Like, we're winning the content game and
we're playing and winning the content
game. Yeah. And this is, and the detailed beat behind the scenes is like, yep, it's the locker room. It's the players only access area for people who are actually invested and they want to get into the detail with us. So that's going to be available. We'll tell you how to get access to that in the show notes.
Yes.
So I love that. Okay. So coming up with a premise. So key takeaways is a really, really good place to start.
Yep. That's a good place to start. And then now we want to think about our awareness post. So now that we've got the end goal in mind, so we work through Katie's sequence. So put in quotables. So we also, and Capture, for those of you who don't know, we do a capture the key quotes. It'd be interesting to see which ones come up for this one.
Yeah.
Maybe players only, but it's really, again, it reminds you of the most, you know, like the key highlights. And you're like, oh, I forgot I said that, or my guest said that. That's actually really, again, quotes are a great place to start because they'll usually have some sort of opinion, maybe, or a concept that really brings it to life in a conversational way. So that's a really great place to get ideas for awareness posts. Again, in that video that Deidre just mentioned, we do go into more ideas of how you can use Capture because quotes may not be it sometimes, but that will give you a really good awareness post. And then, so you've got the awareness post, and then the next thing that Katie does is then recommends we provide a tip or elaborate on whatever we opened the loop up with the awareness post. And this is really, really foundational because it actually helps solidify your sort of reputation with them as a thought leader who's just giving, who's not trying to, you know,
you're not asking for anything.
Exactly. But you're also showcasing your expertise, whether that's through your own IP or connecting them with, you know, guests that you may have to share that in community.
Yeah.
So this is really, really important. An obvious place in Capshow that you can do that is we do generate what we call educational captions right now. They're, you know, quite long form as well, so you can mine them for different ideas, but that's a really good starting point. There's a few other places which I've mentioned as well, but that's a good starting point. And we do this by platform as well, so you can check across all platforms.
Yeah, and by the way, I would also mention there that Katie mentioned, you know, well, I don't know if she mentioned in the episode last week, but I know that she's mentioned to us that, you know, a really, really great way to leverage Facebook for the elaboration is to do a live, like go live on Facebook.
True, yes.
And if nothing else, like even if you took the educational post, I mean, we have a script generator and stuff as well. Like we have LinkedIn article. I mean, you could use any of those things as scripts, but even if you just took that post, you could just have that as your starting script and
totally
use, you know, just go live and don't read, but you know, because you want to look like a human and you want to seem like a human, not just a robot that reads. But that's there's just so many more ways, I think, that you can be using the content that Capture creates for you, even if it's not for a written purpose.
Yes, absolutely. Carousel posts come to mind. Mm-hmm. Lots of different forms you can that same content can be turned into, and you can experiment.
Yeah. And again, you know, that Ash and Bonner will break that down in the players only part of the behind the scenes. So you can just go there and get even more ideas.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So then the third post we have is in Katie's strategy is the community post. Now this is where it's kind of like the heart of the week, really. So not to say that these other other posts don't have heart. But this is where you really sort of bring it together and kind of share your community, whether that's your community of partners. We do that a lot for Capshow, whether it's your community of Capshowians, you know, mm-hmm. So there's lots of different ways you can define community. But the main aim of this post is to make the audience who's been following along on this journey with you, hopefully now for multiple weeks, is to feel a sense of community about the topic that you're discussing that week. So for obviously this is something that's very difficult for AI to generate. And this is really where the human part of it really comes into it. So the way that we view it is definitely my breakup for the week is because Capture does so much heavy lifting for me on the other posts, then this is where I can just sit down and say, I've started with the end in mind. I have a premise. I have a topic that we're talking about. We know what action we want people to take. We know how they want them to feel. We've educated them. We've opened up a loop for them, and then educated them on it. Now, it's kind of like, how do we bring the kind of the warm and fuzzy feeling and really sense of belonging with this? So this is where, as a human, I do spend most of the time. And as we should, because this is the juice, right? Yes. And this is where I think the human part in, like, you know, a humane way of doing things comes into it. So again, there's lots of different forms community posts can take, and we've broken that down in players only. But I think this is where you want to dedicate some time to really start to bring your and your community to the content.
And I do have to say that this post is actually the one that gets the most engagement
always
every week.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, again, like, that's the stuff that people love to... Totally. It connects with them. And so they want to be involved in that conversation.
Absolutely.
So,
and I think, you know, this is the one where you do, when you tag other people, because usually it's so easy for you to just tag someone on, like, a promotional post and say, hey, you know, and that's required, of course, but that's almost like... table stakes. You should do that, but this is where people go. It's like a surprise and delight for them.
Yeah, it's been so powerful for us. So spend the time here for sure.
Exactly. So your human time and brain mostly here. And then finally, we have the action post, which is where hopefully all the, you know, the fun for you as a business owner happens.
Yes, it's like I finally get to ask.
Take a little bit, you know. Yeah. So this is when you've built all of this up, and then you ask people to take the action. They, you know, obviously have been primed throughout. So again, if your action for the week is to engage with your anchor content, like, please definitely watch this YouTube video, listen to this podcast. Capture makes it very easy. We draft those for you. That's pretty much, you can just lift and shift and edit, of course, and shift. But if it's not, then this is, again, usually the easy part, because you kind of know you've already started with that in mind. And then it's just a matter of drafting something in a form that makes sense for you, that actually just asks people to take the action. And it could be to comment, it could be to get in touch with you, you know, click somewhere, etc. But that's the final piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it. So Capture literally will, I mean, look, how do I not sound biased? I don't think it's possible.
We have to at least not wear the Capshow shirt.
Okay, if I'm trying not to. But it's literally all there at your fingertips. You just highly encourage that you go and watch or listen to the Players Only segment of this, because Ash and Bonner will actually show you where to go inside Capshow and what to do in order to bring this whole strategy to life. It's actually so simple. But you kind of have to decide that's the entrepreneur you want to be. That's the content creator that you want to be.
Yep.
Right? So make that decision and follow on this, like, do this journey with us, because especially in Players Only, we're going to keep coming back to this strategy. We're doing some really cool things inside Capshow that will help make you know, a lot simpler as well, even more simple than it is now. So watch out for that. But, like, we're going to continue coming back to this, because, you know, if you heard three episodes ago when I replayed my presentation from Capshowians Live, you know, it's all about focus and it's all about building muscle memory. And so, again, decide if that is the entrepreneur, if being intelligent and lazy is who you want to be. And if so, it is so important to focus and build muscle memory. And if you're going to be on social media, again, if you've decided that's who you want to be, then this is where you need to be building muscle memory in, right? I'm going to leave it there.
I love it.
Another mic mini drop. Rant.
Should we drop this mic?
All right. Okay, cool. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like, give us feedback, please. This is the new, Win the Content Game is brand new. We're just trying it out. So we would love to know from you. Do you find this useful? Does it even help you start to implement? And make some of these really, really hard decisions and just get going? Because that is, at the end of the day, like, what we want. Like, that's the kind of value that we want to be bringing. So let us know, please. And that's it.
So that was fun.
Yeah. So my name's Deidre Shen.
I'm Bonner Rye.
And as always, stay
intelligently lazy.